219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth. 219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to 219 The Talk. Listen, none other than Queenie in the building. Who else do we have? Come on and holler at us, Miss Country.
What's going on? It's Miss Country in the building.
All right, JD the Barber is here for just a few seconds, but we can at least get a shout out from the man himself.
Yes, you can. This is JD the Barber. In the building, as usual.
As usual. Now, he might seem far away. That's because he's headed out, and we just wanted him to give a shout-out. All right, Mary B., come on and shout-out. Tell us what's going on, girl.
Hey, 219 to talk. How everybody doing tonight?
Good, good.
Good, good. Good, good. All right. What's going on, LB?
Hi, 219 to talk. How's everybody doing tonight?
Yes. You know we are doing well. Well.
Well. Amen. Ain't God good?
Yes, he gets gooder and gooder.
Gooder and gooder. And better and better.
Now, I know that's right. We are waiting on Ray to call in, and while we're waiting on his presence, somebody go into the group text and wake Ray up out of his sleep and let him know that we are on the show. Somebody do it for me, please. Let him know. Now, listen, while we're waiting on Ray to go ahead and call in, let's talk a little bit about what we did today. We went to Brumville, Texas.
Can I say?
We went to Crumville, Texas, and had an opportunity to talk with the owner of Edibleicious Treats. And when I tell you we had a good time, LB, listen, LB, if you were in town, I promise you, oh, my goodness. And Mary B., let me tell you something. We're talking about Red Velvet. We're talking about Red Velvet Cupcake. Somebody is in the same room. I need for you to go. Thank you. We're talking about Red Velvet Cupcakes. We're talking about Banana Pudding Cupcake. We're talking about Peach Cobbler Crust Cookies. My God, I can't even get it out. It was something else. Brownies. Then, listen, they even had the vegan goodies going on, and I'm telling you, it was not a joke. I don't know why people don't like vegans, but this woman blessed us, blessed our life, Miss Country. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, I did. Mm. It was nice. Mm. Oh, my gosh. She has everything. You can go on there, taste test the cookies.
Huh.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my Lord. Listen. But we don't want to prolong the time on that. I will spend just a few more minutes on it and let you know about where it's located. It's in the historical Third Ward area, which I know LB knows about that area over there with TSU, close to TSU and all that good stuff. Off of Elgin, that's 2316 Elgin, and it's over there right across the street from Emancipation Park. And let me tell y'all something, they really redid in that park, revitalized that area. There's so much going on in that area. We also got an opportunity to taste the food from, I think it's South, something, look on my page. We got a video on, well, we look on JD the Barber's page, but it's under James Daniels, and I think it's called the Sauce Pit or something like that. But when I tell you, awesome vegan food, vegan sausage. Listen, I don't even want to, I don't know, but I know that I tore that sandwich up, you know, chopped sausage, pickles, barbecue sauce on a bun. Come on. I don't know about y'all, but it was all good. What you been up to, Mary B. Fill us in.
Here in San Antonio, I've been talking to everyone. This weekend on Saturday, I'll be up there in Houston with you guys. I'm so excited.
All right, yeah.
Yes, me and LB and the children will all be in Houston. But I'm interviewing a Black Smooth the Barber. So it's going to be awesome. Me and Queenie are going to be doing something and awesome this weekend also. So I want to make sure everybody tunes in. We have a women's ministry meeting that's going on at Passion for Christ at 139 Denver Boulevard for Us and Him Ministry. All the women, all the ladies, bring your daughters. Everybody come out and support.
Awesome. Way to drop a tag. That's what you do. All right. I hear that Ray is on the line. Ray, are you with us?
Hey, yeah, Ray is here. I'm sorry I got caught up on a call by some photos, and I'm sorry I ran over. I please forgive me, because I called in by the time I got in. Y'all was talking about eating sandwiches, you know what I'm saying? Eating some vegan sandwiches. Who eats vegan sandwiches? I like meat, you know what I'm saying? Don't give me no flesh. I mean, I'm just saying, give me some meat. No, I'm just playing, but I'm here. I'm sorry,
like
y'all, for being late.
Don't act like that, Ray. Let me tell you something. Listen, it's not, you know, some people say some things are an acquired taste. This wasn't about it being acquired taste. When I say it was some barbecue, it was barbecue. I'm sorry. I'm talking about it was so good. At first, I was like questioning a little bit. I was like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Because let me tell you something. I love meat, okay? I'm talking about pork chops, sausage. I'm talking about meat. I'm a country girl, okay? But when I bit into this sandwich, right, this vegan sausage sandwich. Now I ain't gonna say it's like these folk out here that's beating each other up and ripping wigs off for this Popeye's chicken sandwich. I'm not saying it was like that. Because I don't know if that was the chicken. That might have been a little dope right there. That might have been a little. Let's move on.
I got a quick question, though. Something you just said. Are you there?
I'm here.
What is a vegan sausage? Who makes that?
I tell you what. I want you to Google it because I don't know. Because the reason I say I don't know because I don't want to give out the wrong information. All I know is that my husband went to the Sauce Pit right there by Crumville, right there across the street from Emancipation Park, and a Black-owned business with a smoking food setup, outdoor setup, had business out the wazoo.
Black-owned.
Listen, let me tell you. When I interview, it's a lady that I'm going to share her review of the Sauce Pit on the site as well. She straight up said, that she cannot stay away from the place. Do you understand what I'm saying? She said that she was not a vegan person either until she bit into one of these vegan sandwiches, you know. And they have corn on the cob, do you understand? Smoked corn on the cob. I don't know what to tell you. All I'm saying is when you come to Houston, Ray, we need to take you over to Crumville, and we need to take you over there to the Sauce Pit. It will bless your life. It will change. And you are a fitness guru anyway, so you're going to already love it. And then people, you know what I'm saying, ain't no clogging of the arteries and stuff happening. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm saying, I don't know if I'm, how about that, Ray? Is that good?
Oh, yeah, it's good. I'm going to be there, too. I'm going to eat hard, too. I'm going to eat hard. I'd be hungry as a hostage when I show up.
Oh, my God. And we must get you out of bondage. We must get you out of bondage.
All the time.
Now, let's get into some topics. What you got for us, Mary D?
So, you know, we're on our political thing, you know, because that's the season that we're in. I hope everybody's registered to vote. Is everyone registered to vote? 219?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
We're registered to vote.
Okay. So, the reason politics sticks out to me so much is because that was my grandfather's fight. Other than him having 3 churches, he was also a revolutionary in Roxy, Mississippi, Clyde Briggs. And so he always would, for the civil rights movement, our home that's still there, okay, would be a host of people like Martin Luther King Jr., and, you know, other civil rights leaders and things of that nature. So it means a lot. So one of the things that happened in 1964, okay, was when my grandfather was murdered for getting black people to come and vote, was we were not able to come and vote, okay? So it means a lot to me that when I'm on TV and when I'm watching TV and I'm looking at CNN and MSNBC, I have noticed that now, because we're headed to South Carolina, Nevada, things of that nature, now the candidates are literally begging for the brown and black vote, like literally pandering and begging for the black vote. And it just shows you how much, you know, progress we've made in our voices being heard. But I wanted to see, because it's also hard to get us to come out, okay? But that's by what are we going to call it? Because I don't want to even call it. Okay, we'll say the evidence that is portrayed that black people are not coming out to actually vote. So I wanted to get everybody's opinion on how they're feeling about the 2020 election, being a African-American or Latino voter. I want to open it up to you, Queenie, first. How are you feeling, and are you thinking that we are going to come out? Is this important to us?
I believe that the Latino community is going to come out in an overwhelming in droves. Let's say it like that. They're going to come out. See, because this presidency with Trump affected them the most. It affected them the most because it ripped their families apart. You understand what I'm saying? And sometimes I think we don't really value that freedom to vote until some things start happening to really wake us up. And I think that this presidency, these years with Trump really woke up that community, you know? Now, the black community. My God. I have seen a lot of, I don't even know what to say about us black people, but I have heard so many different opinions on how they view this Trump reign of terror. Okay, let me take that back off the table. I believe that we are going to show up to vote. I don't believe that it will be an overwhelming, we got to get to the polls and do. I think in the poor community, with those that are less fortunate, those that are on food stamps, those that have dealt with Medicaid and Medicare, I think they're going to come out in droves to vote. I don't believe that the upper class and some of the middle class are even worried about the vote. I really don't. I'm just saying. Because Trump has, he didn't mess with them. You understand? He took away benefits
right,
for senior citizens. He changed up and made it difficult for single parents to be able to feed their children. Then so many restrictions to he. I'm gonna tell you something. Some people have the view if we make it harder for them to get benefits, it will push them into working. Okay, but you have to look at it too that you are also starving kids.
Right.
You know, then you got to look at it's not just single parents or moms or people that they claim won't work that don't get that get benefits. It's people that worked their whole lives and are now disabled and need those benefits. It was senior
right.
citizens that could no longer afford their medications. You know, in this State of the Union, just because he stood up a couple of black people and blessed them like he was Jesus or somebody, you know.
Right.
It's some folk, that's who he became to them. You know, I shared a post on Twitter where it's this black guy saying that his business is booming and so many things that he was now afforded to do now because Trump was in office. That's why I believe that it'll be kind of split in the black community because it's a lot of secret Trump supporters. It's a lot of vocal Trump supporters. But I do
right.
believe that the black community is going to show up, but I do believe it's still going to be those that really are just going to ride by the polls and go to the grocery store. I'm just being honest.
Okay. mm-hmm. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Country?
I don't know.
Hello.
I just know that the Hispanics ain't going to go vote because they're scared. They're scared. Some people, I'm
not
just saying,
scared, Lord.
They're taking their sending dads this way and kids this
way.
Oh,
you think they feel threatened?
Yes.
But most of them are born here. Like my friends that's here in San Antonio, they've been here for generations. They literally track their generations. That's how they know that they're not Mexican, now they're Latino. Like that's how they know the difference.
But
most of them are
deal.
From here.
It's
here.
But see, it's okay. It's a lot of different scenarios because you have some folks that's been here forever. Their mother has been here a long time, and she had kids, but then she was deported, but the kids was able to stay. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So many families that have been broken apart, and some of them, like she said, some of them can't speak English. They really don't know. So I understand where she's, you know, where Miss Country is coming from. I never thought about it like that. You know, some
right.
of them are older people, so they don't want to show up at the polls. They don't want to, you know. So I mean,
right.
it is some hidden factors in why some people are not going to show up to vote. You know, that's all I'm saying.
So while we talk about voting, let's add something else to the mix, right?
Uh-huh.
I read today that Michelle Obama,
uh-huh.
Kamala Harris, and Nancy Pelosi are putting their bid in for vice presidency.
Is that true?
Did y'all hear that? Well, well, they're trying to get Nancy Pelosi to get in, but Michelle Obama is willing to run as vice president with Biden. Yeah.
I'm gonna ask a question gonna make everybody mad.
I'm mad now.
Why does everybody think Michelle Obama is president material. Or even vice president material.
Because you don't have to be qualified anymore. Our president.
Uh-huh. We put a president in there that was not qualified, and look where we are today. Okay, he came in on the smoke of Obama, and got the accolades from the work that Obama did. Now we are but watch this. His actual work has broken up some families. He pardoned some folks to make himself look good, and it is utter chaos. We look like some baffling, bumbling idiots to other nations. I'm just saying. I'm not saying that Michelle Obama would do that. I'm just saying Michelle Obama is, to me, to everybody else, Michelle Obama should run. Oh, I love Michelle. But I don't think I want Michelle as my president. I mean, we need this. Now, if it wasn't as damaged as it is, and Michelle Obama could come in there and keep hope alive and move on, you know, then that'd be a different scenario. But we need a president to come in there now and really clean up some stuff. We need somebody with some wrinkles in their face, some gray hair, and that's gonna come in there and whip this country back into shape. You get what I'm saying? I do not want Michelle to get in there and get all manner of wrinkles in her face. No.
Yeah, the stress. I wouldn't want her to be vice president either.
Will Kamala here being vice president?
I mean, Nancy Faith, you know, I think she can handle it. And then Kamala. I love Kamala.
Can I ask you a question?
Finish Ray, jump in.
Can I ask this question? Now, you said, I'm going to come in on, first off, let me say this. As far as blacks coming to vote, I'm going to say this first, but as far as blacks coming to vote, a lot of them probably still not going to vote, even though they should, but they're going to complain about what we get in office because they're not getting what they want. And they did an interview the other day because they were talking about Trump. And the lady, they did an interview. They went to some city and asked how the blacks felt about coming out to vote. You had one black guy get on there and say, well, you had a couple of black people that were like for him. Like she said, like some people are quiet, you know, Trump voters, and some are vocal. And they had one black guy get on there. He said, and the lady asked, do you think, come as Trump said, do you think he's a racist? Now, this was on the news on TV the other day. And he said, he made racist comments, but he's not racist. I was like, I'm confused. So this was a black man. He said, so if I call a white person, what did he say? I call a white person a cracker, but he said, I might call him a hunky or a cracker, but I'm not racist. What do you call it? I mean, maybe I'm a little slow. I'm trying to figure out where he gets the concept from, because this is what he literally was saying on TV. He said, Trump said racist things, but he's not racist. I'm like, I'm confused. So that lets you know that there is a side of the blacks that are going to vote for Trump because they figure he does no wrong. They figure what he does is correct.
Because they're in the right tax bracket.
Right.
So
they
love black people.
Huh?
Trump loves black people, okay? Trump loves us. Remember when he kept saying he said we might as well vote for him because we ain't got no job and we ain't got no good education. So we might as well vote for him. What else we got?
Wait. Now watch this. Now he said that and black folk went and voted for it. Now I'm gonna tell
you something. That's right.
I'm gonna tell you something. And
job with no good education. That's why they couldn't go vote for him. We didn't have no job with no good education.
Let me tell y'all something. Ray, and just to talk about what Ray was saying. I'm just going to go here. And I said this when Trump got elected. I said Trump got elected because he played on the bigotry and racism in this world, a hatred in this world. He just went out. He found. Let me tell you, it's the common thing that's within America, and that's hate. It's a commonplace. And all you got to do is zero in on. Trump went from state to state, and he studied that state. And he didn't. People would gather more for hate and violence and they will gather for that. That's a conversation. What Ray said earlier that got me to complaining. We can complain all day. So you know what Trump do? Trump grabs all of our complaints. He's not gonna do anything to fix them, but he grabs all that hatred, all that problems, issues, isms, and schisms we have, and he rides that magic carpet right into the White House. And every time, whatever race, black, white, Hispanic, whatever it is, those that go out, because obviously it's more people that agree with his hatred, agree with his male chauvinistic ways, that agree with his sex, his over sexualizing, you know, his abuse, his manipulation. It's sad to say, it's more people in America that are attracted to that than unity, than acceptance, than kumbaya moments. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
People gather more for a common hate or a common issue that has to do, you know what I'm saying, that has to do with mistreat. Same thing when you look at, again, I go to the State of the Union. If you looked at it, he presented himself as though he was solving problems and he was listening to what you have complained about. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It was never, nothing he does is on a positive note. You go to his Twitter page. You get what I'm saying? He's a reality star. He knows what makes money. He knows what makes people watch TV, right down to when people watch reality shows. Reality shows are riddled with drama and fights,
right,
and all kinds,
right,
of negativity. So
all
of that brings America to the TV. So guess what Trump did? The biggest reality show is politics.
Right.
And all he did was use that, because guess what? Let's look at Ellen DeGeneres' show, right? I love her. Nobody cares. Yeah, I mean, I love her. She's you know, who she is. But watch this. People tune into her show because she's going to make somebody cry, and she's going to fix somebody's issue, and she's going to award somebody's good behavior. She's going to, and it's not a, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but people figure out, they sit back and they figure out what people want or what will soothe people, and they jump right in there and use it to win people. You get what I'm saying? So that's all Trump is doing. That's all he's doing. But we, the reason we can't, as a community.
Let's act like Trump won fair and square, like Russia and Big Daddy Putin ain't had nothing to do with that. You know, Trump lost the popular vote. You know what I'm saying? It was clearly some underhanded things going on in that last election. Clearly. I mean, you know. So many people got fired that they couldn't tell the truth about what happened. But, you know, there was clearly some underhanded things happening at that election, too, that made him, you know, get him in office right now. Now, the thing is, are we about to let those things happen again? That, you know what I'm saying, is the U.S. really going to allow him to cheat like that again, the way he did the first time?
Whether we want to accept it or not, and it's just me, in my opinion, whether we want to accept it or not, until we understand our part in that man being in there, you understand? See, America, we love to go and we love to fight everybody else's battle, and we love to say how treacherous and low down other people are, other countries are. We love to exploit the hatred and the and the slavery and the hate of Christianity, and we love to go over and say what's happening, like we used to say when we were kids, and all of us heard it. There are people starving in Africa, you know.
Yeah.
We love to point out things that's going on everywhere, but we don't want to. That's why I always tell you, Trump capitalized on what's here. The Russians or whatever, they wouldn't have had anything to work with if Trump wouldn't have set a nice little nest for it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Trump knew what was here in his own country. Do you get what I'm saying? It's just like a volleyball game. He set up to serve, come on, and the other person went ahead and took the shot. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the serve had to be set up. It had to be set up. And Trump, that's why I say, you know, if we as a community, as a united, so we say, united, be what we actually are, Trump would have never got in there. Russians, they did whatever they did, but the Russians wouldn't have had anything to work with if we wouldn't have laid a bed and made a foundation for Trump to set that up. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's my opinion. All right. I'm done. Who the heck?
Now, I'm going to comment on something else you said, Queenie, if you don't mind.
Okay.
You said, why would you vote for Michelle Obama?
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, what makes any of them qualified?
Oh, that's a good one.
Because she may not think she's qualified, but what makes any president qualified? So the next one that becomes president just going to do the same thing, not exactly the same thing, but they up there to rule the nation and decide, make decisions that most people can't make. So what makes any of them qualified?
That's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I know when I think about it, I just would not think that after Trump, Michelle Obama, not saying that she wouldn't be able to deal with it, it's just that it's a lot of work. It's a lot of stress that she would be under, because it is it's some things we don't know. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's not in the news that they did not bring up. It's a lot of hush-hush secrets, lies, all kinds. You know, they say sex lies and videotapes. It's a bunch of stuff that's going on that, you know, as citizens of the United States, we don't know. We don't know it for a reason, you know.
Right.
Right.
But to me, out of love and respect for who she is, I wouldn't want her to be in there. I wouldn't want her to walk into that. They were so disrespectful to her husband to where they didn't even say President Obama. They just called him Obama. Anything he passed, the Obamacare, you know? Like it wasn't even associated with the United States. I just wouldn't even... Mm-mm. They need a fixer in there. They need Olivia Pope. No, I'm just playing.
That's the thing. They disrespected him because of the racism, because he's black.
Yeah. Come on.
If he was anybody else, he wouldn't have been as disrespected, only because he was black. But see, that's the thing. Us blacks need to start making steps and moving that direction to do different things. Because true enough, racism is always going to be around. But still, there are things, there are positions or places that us as blacks need to be in order to, you know, because there's a lot of places they don't want us in. They don't want us as president.
Yeah.
But when he made it, that made the world even worse. That made it even madder. Then when he, other people, that's why they really don't want her or somebody, you know, they don't like Pelosi anyway, but, Trump don't. But, you know, Trump has issues, and he does. And I don't condone anything he's done, but the only reason he was disrespected was because he was black.
That's true. All right, who has another topic? This one right here got me. I'm gonna be I'm gonna be talking about this one later on. But listen, who has another one? Who has another topic? Because Mary B, she hits with the pop gun film.
I'm gonna talk about it later on too. We gotta do something.
What you got, Ray? What you got, Ray?
All right. Nah, I'm kidding. Well, you know, I look at being where I am, you know, Mississippi is kind of small and kind of racist. Well, I ain't gonna say kind of, but it's racist. But anyway,
yeah.
Why isn't this? This is a question posed to all of us. I know a company that's ran by a black person, okay? But he treats his staff, which majority are black, treats them like garbage. But the white people that do work for him, he treats them with a pedestal. If they come in and ask for something, they get it. If they come in and ask for that, they get it. But the blacks, they take him in, and he's black. The owner is black. The second in command is black. And they're on down. And majority of the workers, the majority of the people that they are, like people that do finance or other parts of the business, are ran around like puppets. They send them on errands, like errand boys. They send them to do small things when they should be, when their major job or main job is, let's say, example, accounts receivable or accounts, you know, dealing with the money. But you can't do your job because every 10 minutes you're sent to the post office or you're sent to the store because he needs something or come crack, or the owner's like, come crack my neck. I used to get it done at the chiropractor. I asked, I said, well, you should have told him you need to go see that chiropractor.
Wait, hold on. Rewind. Put pen in that one and rewind. Crack your neck. Wait a minute.
Hey, I'm just saying.
We calling. Listen, while you talk, we're talking. God. You know. Anyway, I'm gonna just say it. It's this syndrome called the Uncle Tom syndrome.
All the time.
Yeah, it's the Uncle Tom syndrome. I just came up with it. It's a master take care of me type syndrome. And when the white folks come in, y'all better behave type syndrome. And, this is our podcast, so I'm gonna say it like this: you niggas better get back to work, and I'm black, right?
Yeah.
It's a. I'm just being real with you. When you in that type of situation where you got a black man and he done got some authority and some power, and then also it's a white man in there somewhere that's helping him. It's a white man in there that he feel like he owe, and now he done feel like now y'all white. See, Ray, I can.
Now, I'm gonna tell you now this person, and I'm let me run you give you a rundown of some things. Why would you need a personal driver?
Oh no, why you need somebody to crack your neck at work?
Right. You see what I'm saying?
A personal driver and somebody to crack your neck. I'm done.
Yeah, my question is why is it that you know he's black people? You know, it's like. Other races, they take their stuff. They don't take it to the extreme. Blacks get in a position, they take it and put it in. They run it into the ground. They take it to the extreme. You got your own personal driver. Why? For what? You got your own car. What's the driver for? Your office is set up, and you got a bathroom and a shower in your office. Why do you have a shower in your office? Why do you have security in a building where there's no information that or money that need to be that can be taken? So my question my question to us, to everybody here, is why? What's it? What's the purpose?
Something else is going on in that building that y'all don't know.
Yeah, first of all, I'll be very nervous to even work there. I would be nervous to even work there because it sounds like something else going on in the building. But normally when
they
you do work with...
They probably hold it and down at the bottom.
No, it's the Mississippi River. You don't need a basement.
You want to see the arm over.
For one thing, we're going
to
keep.
I promise you, you go in that basement, some people hooked up to tubes and stuff. But let's be real. That's a.
First of all, we keep you off the move.
It's your fault. Listen, let me tell you something, Ray. I'm going to go right back to what I said. It's that Uncle Tom syndrome. You, this black man, it's some white folks somewhere funding his dream.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's some white folks somewhere that he feel like he owe everything to, and he can't stand his own race because he feel like his race is lazy. And then I'm telling you what it is.
Well, let me ask this question then. But you don't have any money though. You're writing bouncing your checks. Your own staff can't even cash checks at the banks without it being hell because the banks don't like it because you bounce.
Uncle Tom, listen to me. Uncle Tom didn't have no money either. He had the master clothes, the master tray. He drove the master car.
Quit talking about my cousin.
There was no car.
Oh,
I'm bad.
I have a question. So is that a man that's cracking his back?
No.
Shundo.
Oh. No. I was just asking. Okay. So is it a man that's driving the car?
Yes. Shut your mouth. Hold on. That's why that shower
went
out.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Country. She understands. I'm just saying, I think it's very, it's real weird.
Suspect, as they say.
Yeah.
Trust me, I understand totally. Trust me.
But if they, like they say, if it walked like a duck and it quacked like a duck,
it's a goose.
Must be a
cockroach. Matter of fact.
All right.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a break. And after these messages, we will be right back.
On my TV, and all I can see is somebody done got killed. A whole bunch of politics, healthcare and taxes, red against blue, trying to control your life when they are all fools. I know what they think we all fools, giving money to everybody except to our schools. They wanna control everything, so they can just rule. No, man, that's a shame. Sometimes this world makes me wanna scream so loud, so loud. Sometimes this world makes me wanna scream so loud, so loud. On my TV, and all I can see is men messing with little boys, daddy's killing their own kids. What's wrong with grown men acting like fools, picking up the high heels, putting down the tools? That's what they want, y'all. They want us to all lose. Mama raised the children while daddy be on booze. Now boys wearing their pants down, thinking that's cool. No, man, that's a shame. Sometimes this world makes me wanna scream so loud, so loud. Sometimes this world makes me wanna scream so loud, so loud. Off my TV, and all I can see is my friends and all my family, love, peace, and happiness. I see all the great things that God made true. Everything is beautiful. Life is so cool. This land was made for us to all use. Plenty enough for everybody, but it's controlled by the few. So I stand by my people, and we shall not lose. No, man, that's a shame. Sometimes this world makes me want to scream so loud, so loud. Sometimes this world makes me want to scream so loud, so loud. Hey, hey, oh baby, yeah.
Welcome back to 19 to talk with none other than LB, Queenie, JD, Ray, Miss Country, and Mary B. Listen, we're having a good discussion. I want to know what other topics we have. We just finished talking about the Uncle Tom syndrome, you know, and pretty much solve that unsolved mystery.
I got a topic I want to talk about.
Oh, Lord. Oh.
No, seriously. I want to talk about the rant that Snoop Dogg went on talking about.
Wait a minute.
Let's understand something. I also heard this morning that Snoop went on Red Table Talk with Jada.
Mm-hmm.
And Jada called him out.
Yes, she did.
On what he had said. And Snoop, being a man that I can say I've watched Snoop's career throughout his, you know, start when he first got on with Dr. Dre. So Snoop has truly become a man and a power figure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what Jada said, and Snoop said to himself, that the things that he said, he meant what he said, first of all, let's say that. But he said that some other celebrities called him out and told him that they agreed with what he said, but they did not agree with the way that he said.
Mm-hmm.
And Snoop said he can understand what they mean. Because Snoop is one of the first guys I've ever heard as a black man say that he felt like he had too much power.
Mm-hmm.
And what he meant by that was how other people attacked Yale after he said something.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't understand the power that he possessed being a black artist. And he said he has to learn to be careful with that, which I think is a profound thing because you very rarely hear a black man say he has too much power. Because we live in a world where it's white-oriented, white supremacist-dominated, and so many times as black men, we don't feel like we have any power. But for Snoop to say he felt like he had too much power as a celebrity was kind of profound. And we need to kind of think about that because he's not – social media influencers and all of those people have so much power that they possess simply in a word that they speak.
Yeah.
So as the Bible says, we have to be careful with what we speak into existence. Because the best thing Gail could have done is what she did, which was nothing. Just sit back, relax, and let it blow over. Because had she gone back and forth with Snoop, she'd have lost.
Oh, she would have lost.
Oh, she'd have realized that how much power Snoop really had.
And I mean, I think she really realized it anyway from the way that people jumped on the bandwagon and she was bombarded with foolishness.
NBA positive
sent a message from jail out. Yeah, but don't nobody care about Bill.
Ain't nobody coming to see you,
right? Look, you ain't got no power.
My God.
So he stuck out like elbows, and that's just it. Nobody care about what Bill Cosby got. Ain't nobody even buying that put no more. So he really ain't got no power. Who you know about Jell-O pudding now? Nobody. But anyway, we're back to Snoop Dogg. What do you guys think about Snoop and his comments on Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett? Go ahead, y'all.
I didn't see Red Table Talk. I did, however, see at least the apology, and he said that he knew how he felt, and then today he posted about his mama sent a text saying how proud of him she was and things. I saw his live when he said it.
Right.
And he says a lot of things.
he said a lot of things
before, so it was obviously very disrespectful. And they keep saying it was because how much they loved Kobe and all this other stuff, but I mean that was something like his family could have handled. It was really, you know, something that was serious to his family. But I don't think he should have used the words that he used. But he was saying it was because he was just so hurt because he just loved Kobe oh so bad. But I don't think that was enough, like an excuse enough to say that publicly. He could have, like, called
her. Was he so hurt
or
was he so high?
Oh, wow.
You think he was so hurt or was he so high?
Probably.
Snoop smoked like a pro stove now. Yeah,
I don't think that's
like
just marijuana.
Yeah,
I don't think that's just marijuana,
that's a whole other show.
Okay,
yeah.
LB, what you want to say something, LB?
I mean, I don't even know what to say on this. I'm pretty sad.
That was enough. I mean, was enough.
Because in his past, he didn't do worse. That's all that is.
I understand where Jada was coming from because she was saying, you know, when Snoop came for Gail, it really put it out there as though, because the way she said it was like Snoop would come for the black woman, the one that the successful one, the one, because like he said, like Jada was saying, the power that comes with the position that you hold as an influencer,
right.
You know, when you just get down to it, it's an attack on women. We gonna come for you. We coming for you. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, a person like a host or like Mary B and Queenie and Miss Country, you know, now it was more like I'm going to come at you, you know, I'm going to come after you. And what Jada was saying was Keith took it as he could come at you, you coming for me too. You
right,
see what I'm saying?
Right, right. I think that's the way she kind of felt, and it's honestly
the truth, because people, you didn't get your success on your own. You see what I'm saying? And he didn't just come for Gail. He came for Oprah. He left it open, really. And I like the fact that he was man enough to say, hey, forgive me. You know, I was angry. You know, I ain't gonna downplay his relationship with Kobe because everybody knows that him and Kobe was close.
Right.
You know, but it's a lesson learned that in your anger. Y'all know I'm be real with you. Get angry but sin not. In your anger, sometimes you need to go sit down somewhere first and cool off before you go at it. Like he said, he didn't realize how much power he had until that next few moments when Instagram probably lit up with folks just saying, share, check this out, I agree, all this stuff. But really, we have to be careful within our race what we do. Because
right.
I'm going to tell you something. Just like other black folks was watching it, it was some white folk watching it too. And they were probably sitting around with some popcorn saying, look at this mess right here. Look at this.
Yeah. What I got out of it was that there was a lesson learned by Snoop and also a lesson taught by Snoop. First lesson was, basically it's both the same. You, as a celebrity or as someone who is a influencer or someone in our sector, you have to be careful and not so reckless with your tongue when you're commenting on a situation that gets out socially. You cannot, like my wife was saying, you cannot just fly off the handle. You need to sit back, relax, and gather your thoughts. And I don't think Snoop did that. I mean, to be honest with you, Snoop act like he was talking about somebody in the living room, but he didn't realize it was going out all over the world. You know, sometimes we'll say certain things in private, and we, you can't say that in public. You know, that, like I tell people all the time, they got some people who, you know, talk crazy at their house, but you get them out in the street, they straight laced than anything.
Yeah, and I try to tell people that all the time. What you saying might be right, but I'm going to tell you something. If you bring me a gift and it's packaged in a garbage bag and it smells like feces, I won't. You say it's a diamond ring. You could say this is a beautiful, it's that them boots you always wanted. I'm going to look at that garbage bag that smell like old feces. And I'm going to say, you know what? You bring that back to me better than that. And maybe I'll receive it. But that's what some of us don't understand. You, and like Snoop, he found out. You know, if you got a personal issue with somebody, go to them privately and deal with it that way.
Exactly.
Go to them in private and deal with them that way. Do not get on your social media platform and decide you about to, like I like to say, pull a skirt up in public.
Oh, come out of a bag.
Oh, come out of a bag. Because I promise you, you're going to have to climb over in that bag
by
the end of the night.
Put that back in that bag. Put that bag. And put that bag up.
And put it up.
Put
all right.
Up.
That
yes,
was a good
are.
One. That was a good one. Anybody yes. else want to say something on that? I'm surprised LB didn't say nothing.
Flabbergasted.
What about you, Ray?
Ray, what you think?
Oh, man. But see, I'm going to tell you, I didn't come in because a lot of times I don't be watching a lot of TV like this. A lot of times I'm not in the house. But, I do understand what you're saying about there's a way to say things. I do understand that totally. I do understand that people get frustrated at certain times because that was a tragic moment that happened. And for people to make bad comments about that person for whatever reason is crazy too. But sometimes people don't have a filter. And sometimes you do have to learn, being that you are in the public eye, you have to have a filter, sometimes, they say. But, you know, you got people, I mean, I'm sure other people commented on her about what she said, right? Other than
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
true enough, he probably learned that him being in the public eye, he has to be careful how he say things. But like I said, some people like Snoop. You know, Snoop is a, you know, he OG. Snoop been around for a long time. Snoop OG Crip out of Cali, you know. So some, I know some Crips out of Cali. They don't have filters. They know how to, they don't know how to come across. I can't say he don't know how. I mean, Snoop ain't stupid. He's not slow. But some people just at that time or in that time frame, I guess go off the handle. They say things that they don't really, I ain't gonna say don't really mean. He meant it, but they say it the wrong way. Like you said, you should say things to that person, but you got people in the world that don't, like, and I'm gonna use him as an example. Trump opens his mouth about Obama all the time on his Twitters, on all the foolishness, but he's not gonna run to Trump, I mean Obama, and tell him, you know, I don't like you, black man. But he's gonna bash him no matter what happens. So he and everybody. So I mean, I guess me personally, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of those dudes that don't have a filter, but I tend to know when to use it if I have to. If I have to filter myself, I will. But I mean, I agree with him. At least he did admit that he was wrong and he thought about it, and you know, and people was letting him know that, you know, there's a better way to do things. So yeah.
Right. And that's always a plus. We can get something out of it, you know, out of something that just makes. Now he has no subtle way of approaching that was given at all. He went straight for her jugular, as they say.
Right.
He wanted to cut her head off. Huh?
Oprah had to come up out of hiding.
And rectify.
Did you see her crying? She was crying. Did you see her?
Hold on. Are you laughing at Oprah?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Oprah was taking up
the girl's
comment.
The girl, I love Oprah. I love Oprah.
Mary B.
I love Oprah, but no, ma'am.
Oh, Sophia Home. Let's move on. Y'all wrong for that.
She would have been crying over dead men on cable TV.
You went into the whole scene.
And see.
Hey, don't worry.
Listen. So, what we got coming up? What we got coming up?
The mixer.
We
got the spring bling.
It's coming up, y'all. It's on the 21st. It's on the 21st. Those of you that are listening, you're in Houston, Texas, we want you to be over at 5301 Polk Street, Building 14, a custom space building. It is blue and white. I have to help some of y'all. It is blue and white. It is, the zip code is 77023. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If Ray can come all the way from the crooked letter and find the building, I don't understand why people in Houston can't find the building. Oh, my God.
I'm from Mississippi.
He came all the way from the cooking letter and found the building. I got folks right in Houston and say, "Well, where is it? I'm down here by a stove." What? And then Ray just pulls right up to the building.
To the front door.
What? Oh my God!
Because he in the woods. Ain't that right,
and
Ray?
You
can find anything.
All the time, we find anything
in the dirty field.
See? But wait a minute. But this is what's so cold-blooded about it. You don't even have to read a map no more. The lady or the dude that's talking to you tells you exactly where you are. He tells you that you have arrived and do you probably say, do you need anything else? I don't understand.
Turn left in 300 feet.
Yes, at 300 feet, turn left. Okay, rerouting.
Okay.
All right, so that mix is going to start at, I believe, 6 o'clock. I'm not sure. 3 or 6 or,
6 o'clock.
You know, the whole day. We're going to be there. So just make sure you come out and have a good time with us. I call it a get-together. We're going to have food. We're going to have music. We're going to have Ray, you photography in us again?
all the time. I'll be there bright and early.
Man, we got a professional photographer going to be in the building.
Yes, yes, yes. And there'll be plenty of good heat.
Yes.
And plenty of good.
Now, the question is, are we going to have Mary B. and LB in the house?
Oh, yeah.
We are in the building. We will be there.
Yeah.
We'll also be there this weekend. Looking so forward to seeing you guys.
Oh yeah. We got to do something. We got to do a live show of something together. We got to do something.
Yeah.
We also are working on getting our food pantry back up for the magazine. We do a food pantry associated with our ministry, Eagles United Ministries, and we want everybody to just be on the lookout for that and just send good vibes our way, prayer and all that good stuff, so that we can get it up and running again. We're supposed to do for our community. We have the thrift store going on. We're praying about that. We're planning a festival. We also want everybody to be looking out for Fitness Ray. We're going to be setting up something where he's going to be in Houston doing a fit camp.
Fit club.
And Ray, we got a new show going to be happening on Saturdays. Right?
Yeah. We're going to have fitness with Trainer Ray. You heard me? I'm going to be there. Y'all better be there. I'll be square.
All right. Now, let's, what else we got coming up?
July.
You know what? I'm going to get Loretta in. Loretta.
She here.
Now, I'm going to ask you to come on this show, but I want you to behave yourself. Oh, you ain't got to tell me how to act. I don't understand what you think this is. I'm grown. Now, you either want me to do the rest of these announcements or you don't. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Loretta.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, my goodness. What's up? How you doing?
The barber act like he don't want me on show, but I'm here. Where's Ray? Where's Ray the fitness dude? Where is he at?
He out here.
Yes, you out there in the cooker letter.
That's how we brought you on here, fuck.
LB.
You always got to get carried away. That's why I'm here.
LB.
Yes, ma'am.
LB. What's going on, LB?
Yes, ma'am.
Talk to me before my gout kick in. Talk to me.
Oh, no. Mary B says she don't like the way that we talk to each other. But she ain't want me talking to you.
That's cold. Well, Mary B, back in my heyday, you would have had to run for your money back in my heyday. But girl, you ain't got to worry about it now. I got my walker with my tennis balls on the front of it. LB couldn't keep up with me if it wanted to. I got help now.
Okay. I feel so much better. Okay. Thank you.
You ain't got nothing, and I mean nothing, to worry about. LB is all right with me. Now let's get into these announcements for JD. Lose his mind over here.
What's happening in the city?
All right, now let's see. It's a sipping paint coming up. Queenie has a sipping paint. She got a sipping paint.
Sipping on that Hennessy.
Why can't I bring the hen here?
Hen dog.
The hen dog is what they call it.
The hen dog? Yes.
Why I can't bring the hen dog?
It don't mix with your blood pressure medicine.
I'm not going to be on my blood pressure medication for the sipping paint.
You're going to pass out here. It's going to pick you up off that floor.
Listen, I'll
just sweep you in a corner. I'm telling you not. Till you wake back up.
I already got the Metro Lift book. They already got me booked. The Metro Lift gonna lift me. So I'm gonna be on the floor. You know what I'm saying? When they come in there and get me, baby, I'm gonna be laid out on the floor and the Metro is gonna lift me. That's why I call it a Metro Lift.
They better have a hydraulic jet. When you
Never mind. Go ahead.
Anyway, I got a bad hip. You irritate my.
I can see it from here.
I can't. JD the barber.
I can see your bad hip from here, Miss Loretta.
Let me tell you something. You keep on, I'm going to go upside your head with my pocketbook. You keep on, JD. You keep on. Let's talk about this too.
And I'm going to prosecute to the fullest extent of the law.
You hear Miss Country? You better, Miss Country, write this down. Screenshot it. Take a picture of it. I want an email it to my AOL account.
Don't nobody got no AOL account no more. Oh, my God.
LB, stop by the store on your way out here from San Antonio and pick up some bone saw. Pick me up some bone saw.
Okay, we're going to have that to the
main. Man, we going to go back
to the head.
I'm
getting
some
ass
out of the party. Oh, yeah, the man, though. LB, yes, the party going to stop. It ain't going to stop. It ain't going to stop till it drops. Listen, so the sipping paint is going to be on the 28th. Listen. All y'all need to be at the sipping paint. If you are listening to this broadcast, y'all got me tuning in, the satellite working and stuff. If y'all going to come to the sipping paint, I want you to know this. We're going to have a good time. I'm going to be there, and we're going to have a good time.
I think HPD going to have to be there, too, if you going to be there with that boy.
Fitness Ray. I'm going to be there with my bulls for him.
Oh.
I'm going to be there with my bulls for him. I'm bringing a whole bottle of bulls for him.
Security.
Going to the dollar store. Over there at the Dollar Tree, they got those champagne glasses. I'm going to give me some of them champagne glasses. Ray.
I'm going to bring you some moonshine.
Moonshine. See, I knew Ray was there. He's up in the cooker letter. I knew he was going to bring the moonshine. Yes. Bring it in a whole jelly jar.
Yay. I give you some moonshine. You ain't going to do no more
announcements. Listen, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to fall out when the sun is shining and get up when the moon is shining. That's what the moonshine is. Coming at 100. Yeah. What?
We need to wrap this up, Miss Loretta.
Oh, my.
You go get Queen. Put her back on the microphone.
All right. Ah, golly.
See you next time, Miss Loretta. Your milligrams are starting to shift.
Yeah, you're right.
You ain't taking enough. You've been cutting your medicine in half again, haven't you?
Is that two of you, JD Plus, please?
See what I'm talking about? Cutting your medicine in half. All of it, Miss
Loretta. All right, Miss Loretta. Get on up out of here. You didn't do it too much. You got everybody irritated. All right. Come on, sign out for me, Mary B. What's going on with you?
Hey, y'all. I hope everyone have a awesome weekend. Everyone have a safe trip to and from everywhere they're going. It was such an awesome show. I'm glad everybody was able to get their topics. And I want everyone to tune in Saturdays on my Gospel Soul magazine. Saturday at noon, I will be doing a live interview with Black Smooth the Barber there in Houston. So I want everybody to be able to tune in. And I hope everyone have a great night.
Okay.
Come on, sign off for Larry B.
So I want everybody to tune in. I want everybody to have a great night because we had just an awesome show. All right, y'all.
All right, y'all.
Y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy LB in the his house each and every Thursday, kicking it with my people. 219 to talk. So y'all tune in next Thursday. We're gonna do it again, same bat channel. You already know the deal. Tune on in, y'all. That's a shot town coming up. That's what it was, y'all. My bad.
Oh,
we're so awesome,
too,
everybody.
Though.
We're so awesome.
I thought that was part two. I was like, oh, okay. All right, Miss Country, what you got? What you talking about, Miss Country?
Miss Country is out. 219 in the house.
All right. What's going on, Ray? Come on, the crooked letter.
Hey, this Trainer Ray. Thank y'all for joining our broadcast at 219 to Talk. If you need to reach me for personal training, hit me up at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com. Or you want to hit me for photos, go to my website, photocreationsllc.net. Also, stay tuned, not this weekend, but next weekend, with a broadcast from Trainer Ray, Fitness with Ray. You know what I'm saying? Come talk to me about any and other, or any and all fitness ideas or questions you may have. Thank you for tuning in.
All right. You got your boy JD the Barber signing off here on this big old Thursday night in Houston, Texas. Yeah, we want to thank y'all for listening to 219 to Talk once again. And be on the lookout for a new show that we're going to debut this week. Coming to YouTube, JD's Man Cave. It's going to be an awesome show with a bunch of black men. And we're going to be talking about black men's problems. We ain't really trying to be racist, but we're going to talk about our problems amongst our people. So that's just what it's going to be. Everybody else got their own type of show. We want our own type of show as well. So that's just JD signing off again on a big old Thursday night. JD the Barber, brand new draws and all. We'll holler at y'all next time.
I want to sign off. Hold on. Oh, Lord, my teeth done fell out. Hold on. Yeah, well, bye. That's how I'm going to say bye.
Go get Queenie.
All right, y'all. Jack, what's up? Talk to y'all later. This is 219 to Talk, where we just talk about it, laugh about it, and be about it. But the truth is nothing but the truth. Some of y'all can't handle it. All right, we'll talk to y'all next Thursday. Look out for all these shows and all this good stuff that's going on with My Gospel Soul magazine. And we look forward. Oh, don't forget to go back and go to our page. And check out the interview today with Ella Russell over at Crumville, Texas. We had a good time.
Oh,
look forward to sharing more with you.
Oh. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. Let's go. 219. Yeah. 219.